Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome back to part 2 of I'm Winning, Charlie Sheen. So everything's going great. Do you not remember when he said that?
No.
He was like having a manic breakdown very publicly, and he was like,
"Oh, all I do is
winning."
Win.
But he was like high on cocaine.
No.
Yeah.
Anyways, do remember that actually.
Yeah. So this is part 2. And we're going to start with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland!
Not a one.
Fucking dumb.
Well, okay, here's the thing, right? Okay. Because we have Brayden's family, and we have Frankie Link, Ivy's family, a lot of whom are in Shondaland. But because
they are continuing,
the only 2 new people were the kidney people, and they weren't in anything.
Which is unforgivable.
But I also realized I made a boo-boo. Because Sabine, who is Ivy Frankie Link's mom, she was in The Residence, which is a Shondaland show. And I fear I've maybe overlooked this.
Ah.
Because I have, like, I just go into, like, autopilot of, like, I know I'm looking for, like, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, Bridgerton, Inventing Anna. Like, I'm, like, Private Practice, like, looking for those. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if I've missed other people who have been in it. So I'm going to have to keep a sharper eye.
What episode was this? 200 what?
15.
So you just need to, by next week, go through and research 215 episodes worth just to cross match on
Residence. It feels reasonable.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'll make that correction, but alas, there's no new Shondaland people.
If you don't do that, I fear as though I cannot continue this podcast with you.
That is a bummer. I guess I won't see you ever again, and you'll never know how the show ends. And neither will any of else of us, because it's never going to end.
I'll tell you what. That was unfair of me. I'll watch Private Practice when you get through these last 215 episodes.
you dumb bitch. You know I will do. I am petty enough. I will do that.
Are you? I don't believe you. This is how you push your buttons.
If I do it and you don't watch Private Practice, so many people will set you on fire.
Oh, I know that I would be murdered. And in a court of law, I recuse my right to trial with Kelsey. if she does all of that cross-referencing and then I don't watch Private Practice. Actually, you know what? I don't. That's letting you off too easy. Justice must be served to someone in this country.
Why not you, white man?
Couldn't be our politicians.
Okay.
All right. Well, not a one. Okay. All right.
Womp womp. Still needed the song though. We needed
the Residence. The Residence was great though. Let me tell you,
it was
I really
so good.
Enjoyed
I'm so
that.
Sad they didn't do a second season.
Yeah. You know that was supposed to be Andre Brower, right?
Yes, we did discuss that.
Yeah, we did discuss that.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys that I watched the last James Bond Foghorn Leghorn?
Oh, Knives Out.
Knives Out. What's his name? The guy. The the James
I
Bond
can
guy.
I hear Ryan screaming.
Yeah,
all the
it's
way from
Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig.
Benoit Blanc.
Benoit Blanc. Yeah, I watched that movie. I mean, it was like.
Have you watched
ago
all
now,
3?
I've watched them all. Yeah, they're so good. I could watch a new one of those every week if it was an episode, like an episodic thing.
Yeah, I love that kind of. Like, that's like all I watch is murder mysteries now. Like, I don't.
Are there a lot of them?
Yes. Now, there's not. Now, that one is very specific because it's like more snarky, sarcastic comedy.
Yeah.
That's most of them are not that.
Oh.
And a lot of
most
the ones
of them
I watch
are a little
are
bit scary, aren't they?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And they're the limited series because I love a limited series because they're going to wrap it up. I'm not going to get burned with a cliffhanger and then a non-renewal.
Yeah.
I love a 6 to 10 episode run. That's really where I love it. And then I just plow right through it. And then I'm like, on to the next one.
Speaking of a 6 to 10 episode run, I've really been wanting to go back and rewatch the Chernobyl miniseries.
Oh, like, you know what? Michael was just saying, he was like, we should watch this.
It's great. It is awesome. It's Isn't a great it scary, miniseries. Though? No, but there are a couple of episodes where they get really gory on the details of, you know, the poisoning of
like the melting radiation of human faces.
Yeah. One dude had no lips.
Yeah. Well, there you go, because they melted.
Yeah. That was great. We watched that when we were in Florida. That was like, I was addicted. But like randomly clips of that show have been filtering through my timeline. So now I'm like, I need to rewatch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a Carmen's official score of 10 out of 10. Truly.
Oh,
so
wow.
Good. It's so good.
High praise.
High praise. All right. Grey's Academy. Yeah. Grey's Anatomy.
So Miranda's a little, I mean, she's jealous, but she's also stuck where she's at in her research right now. She doesn't know what to do to help Brayden. He was on a treatment that is no longer working. He is no T cells, no immune system. He's stuck in the bubble. He has the truck. Breaks out of the bubble. That was unsettling. And they're like, we can't even let you walk back to your room. We have to wheel out a gurney with an extra bubble on it. And I'm like, at that point, how long did we wait for that gurney? Would it have not been more productive to just get him back in the room?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Science.
Yeah.
Has it come too far? Has it gone far enough? We don't know.
Also, drama. Obviously, like, it's more dramatic to put him in a bubble on wheels.
I also just need to know how many people in the world are afflicted by, is it SCID? That's what it was called? Mm-hmm. SCID?
Yeah.
Because I see the marks everywhere.
All right. Settle down. I hate him. He's very proud of himself.
Listen, someone's laughing at that. There are people laughing. If you're one of the people laughing at my SCID mark joke.
If you're laughing at Carmen's skid marks, let him know.
Not my skid marks.
Jessica's not laughing at them.
I wipe my butt.
Do you clean your butt?
Yes, I do.
Mm, good.
I've got a butthole specific loofah.
I just like don't even think he's kidding.
No, I don't want to clean my butthole the rest of my body. Like,
it's kind of shocking how particular Carmen is when it comes to germs.
I don't like them.
You don't
easy.
Have germaphobe energy. You don't have the attitude of someone who gives a shit about germs.
Interesting. I don't know what that energy is, but I'm glad I don't have it.
Yeah. Anyways, she's stuck on what to do to help him. And she also is kind of jealous about everyone else's successes. So she steps in when Meredith is going back and forth with the HIV kidney donor and kidney transplant people. And she's like, I'll just step in and tell them you read the labs wrong. And then she's like, and also she's a fucking dumbass. So why don't you just not even let her do the surgery? Because she's so dumb.
Yeah, like, I will listen. Fuck? I understand if you don't want her to do the surgery. I'm happy to right this wrong, this injustice that has been thrust upon you two gentlemen just trying to save each other's
month.
Lives. Of all months.
And so she steals the surgery, essentially. But then
hilarious.
It also gives her, like, this idea for a treatment for Brayden. She's like, I'm going to... Because they're in the surgery, and Richard, God bless him.
This man... 5
carries
out of 5
this hospital.
Absolutely.
Just
great
constantly.
Episode.
And he's like, I'm sit like no one has the appreciation. Like, you guys don't understand. When AIDS and HIV first like became an epidemic, essentially, like no one knew where it was from. No one knew how to treat it. People were dying constantly. They didn't even know if they could be in the same room with the patients without being infected. Like, and he's like, and now look how far we've come that we can take an organ out of an HIV positive patient and put it into another HIV positive. He's like, that's insane. And he's like, I'm not going to let you guys stand here and act like this isn't like a miracle, a medical miracle.
And Mopey Bailey is like trying to just suck all the fun out of the room. And he's like, I refuse to let you ruin this moment for me.
Yeah.
And good on you, Weber.
Yeah.
Good on you.
And because he's amazing and he's, you know, great at his job and great at teaching and great at inspiring, he inspires her to be like, this disease is so perfect at being a disease. And look how far we've come with it. And she's like, wait, this disease does what I need this boy's immune system to do. So she's back to the lab.
And that is where she fuses HIV with anti-skid mark devices.
Oh my God.
To create the perfect,
I hate clean this man so much. Immune system. You guys, I hate him.
Back to Braden for a second, though, for real. There was at one point where he's like crashing the scooter into the wall, and Alex is like, yo, dude, stop that. You're going to break the wall. And Braden's like, that's the fucking point, bro. And no one hears him. Alex doesn't hear him, doesn't acknowledge it.
I think he does hear him. He's just like, oh, yeah, he's just sad. He surely won't actually do that.
Surely.
He will. He does. He wants to hang out with Frankie.
They're gonna get married.
They're gonna fall in love and get married.
But I love, at the end, Bailey's like, I gotta go. And Weber's like, yeah, I'll close. I got you. See this.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it when they have those, like, lightning strikes of inspiration.
So Weber even says that. Shane walks in and he's like, what did I miss? And Weber goes, the pow.
Exactly. I love him. Weber just has such a journey in this show, and I just fucking love him. He's been trying to retire for so long, though, you know? It's like the man was trying to retire in the first episode.
I don't think
he's
trying at all anymore. I think he's fine.
Yeah, probably true.
His baby boo is like keeping him young.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are keeping him young. You know?
You crazy kids.
You kids. Man, back when I was your age, I walked uphill to school both ways in the snow. You ever get that one before?
No.
Yeah, just kidding,
obviously.
Oh, okay.
In therapy today, I talked about how we don't get real snow.
Did you talk about me?
No, I actually still have not mentioned this podcast.
Whoa, that was like episode one in my therapy life.
What did you say? You're like, also I do a podcast?
Season one, episode one. The pilot episode included a name drop for Grimm's Academy. No, I don't remember what I said. All I remember was crying.
Oh.
I think I told you that. I'm fairly certain I said that out live on this podcast.
I mean, I believe it. I feel like that's a normal thing to go through.
I did with the first therapist I went to. I did not.
Yeah. Well, it took you a minute to find the real connection.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, I love Bailey's the payoff for Bailey's whole storyline. I really enjoy. And
slow burn. Did not see the ending. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
And yeah, so Alex also is like inspired to call Dr. Buttle again and be like, I'm going to be, you know, needing money to live and win Harper Avery's. So because he makes, Braden has a little truck that he's running into the plastic bubble. And so he puts a, like basically a GoPro camera on top of it and attaches it to an iPad. So Braden can actually like experience the outside world when his truck is running amok in the hospital. And Joe's like, oh my God, that's amazing that you did that. And he's like, yeah, you can do amazing things when you have money. And she's like, oh my God, you called Dr. Buttle. So
that was exactly how it went. That was perfect.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I like it's adding a little bit of depth to Alex and making, I don't know what he's going to do, honestly. I think last episode I predicted that he was going to take the private practice job, but like mostly stay in the show and like just operate out of the hospital or something.
Mm-hmm.
I still think there's going to be something like that, but think about like season one episode one Alex. He mm-hmm. He was in it for the money for plastics, but now he's in it for the money to like have a life with Joe.
And also he's still like, and he still helping
sees
kids.
The help. Yeah. He still sees the help of, you know, being there for kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that she's pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to see the women making the men better in this show.
Because women always have to be doing the work.
As
the
opposed
men never do.
Okay. All right. Took that in a different direction. I was trying to give credit. But really what I meant say is it's very kind for men to throw women a bone every once in a while because they need it so much. There's nothing that women could do possibly in this world without the help of a man. You ruined it. I want you to know that you ruined it.
I didn't ruin it. I am making an accurate depiction of this show.
Gaslighting.
The
typical,
men
typical
don't
woman behavior.
I am going to kill him. I truly think in this show that like the men aren't doing work. Like the women are expected to do
men,
all the emotional work.
The men are not doing any work to better themselves on this show. But in comparison to like the Owens of the world, Alex, I think is really, you know, he's trying to make a better life for Alex, whether for Joe and him, whether he does it right or wrong all the time. Obviously that's a different conversation. And also just for the record, women are awesome.
thanks.
Yeah. So, but I like, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. He gets Braden back in the bubble. And I like that he does like kind of just lay it all out there. He's like, yeah, I called Dr. Pothole and I said that I was interested and you know, it's going to be a conversation. We'll see what happens. So he's not hiding anything from Joe. I like that. She's part of the process and I enjoy that.
So what do you think then for him in Arizona?
I don't know because I think Arizona and Callie can't be in the show forever. So they, I don't know, maybe they leave, they get recruited somewhere else and it gives Alex the full permission to work for Dr. B-hole. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like right now I can't even fathom where the show is going. And I feel like I used to have such a good pulse of like actual predictions, but yeah. I think what's going to happen is they're going to get pregnant and they're going to leave.
Okay.
Callie in Arizona.
Okay. When can I have like a timeline on that?
I don't know that I see because time works so wonky in this show. Mm-hmm. A 9-month pregnancy, and this is like they don't have a sperm donor. They don't have eggs retrieved. They have nothing.
They have nothing.
They have nothing. I see season 11 and 12 both being a total of 9 months. So I think by season 12.
Okay. They're gone.
Gone. Like season 12, episode 4. Gone.
Okay. And then... Yeah, that's kind of it for Alex and also for Braden, right?
Yeah, minus that. I guess this kind of takes us into that scene with the whole Joe or Jackson and April conversation, because Jackson and April are talking about money, but Jackson has a card with a $25,000 limit or more.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, April doesn't have clean underwear, so she's wearing a bathing suit.
I need to know, is that can't be true. That can't be a thing people do.
Just don't wear underwear. I'm going to be so for real, and this is probably too much information. I hate underwear. I'm like rarely wearing it. Like I wear a lot of athletic shorts though, so I do have the like the shorts with the lining in it.
Yeah. You're not,
so
you're
it's
not a
like,
monster.
Whatever. Just, yeah, like it's fine. I mean, like, listen, if there's a zipper on my clothes, I've got on underwear, but like if there's not a zipper on my pants, there's probably not underwear. I hate underwear. So I'm not wearing
underwear right now. I'm just wearing shorts.
Same. Yeah. I also was a swimmer for a long time and I would never do this.
Yeah, I just don't. What's crazy is a writer on the show was like, yeah, put her in short and in a swimsuit because that's what you do. That's what you do when you run out of underwear. And I want to be in the conversation in that room of
where everyone going, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great idea. That's what I would do.
We've all done that.
Who hasn't run out of underwear and put on a swimsuit? No.
Yeah.
And they all make fun of her. I love it. I love that everyone makes fun of her for it.
Well, and they also talk about, oh, we send out our laundry.
Yeah.
And I do. That is a service that I have considered in my life. They are services that do it, and then they charge you by the pound. Like when they return it, they weigh all of the bags up after it's cleaned and folded, and then they charge you by the pound.
Interesting.
I would do it solely because they fold everything for you.
Yeah, it's a
like
good...
for me, that's a selling point. I'm like, I will wash it myself and you can fold my clean clothes. But like, if you're going to take it and wash it and give it back to me folded, are you fucking kidding me? That to me is where the moneymaker is. That is what is worth paying for.
Yeah. It's not a bad gig. I wonder what the price is on these things.
Yeah. I'm sure it varies location to location. And like, you know, some people are probably doing a little like a higher end, like, you know, do you send your own detergent? Do they provide it? You know, different things like that.
Is it cheaper than like if my dryer breaks, do I just send it out for a service or do I get a new dryer? You know, who's to say?
Yeah, probably get a new dryer.
I feel like I actually need to get my dryer. My
but
dryer
don't you
serviced.
Like dry none of your clothes?
So what I do is I throw it in the dryer on tumble dry. So just the cool air. And then I do like one full hour of that and then I hang it. Mm. And then I air dry it.
Yeah, because I hang stuff and it's always wrinkly because it's right when I pull it out of the washing machine.
Mm. Yeah, I do a tumble dry with the dryer sheet.
I'm a big fan of the steam sanitize cycle as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I also rarely hang things up to dry. I'm like, best of luck in there. Whatever happens once I close this is none of my business.
Almost all of my clothes are hung.
You know what? Good for you. That's better for your clothes.
Yeah.
So, well done, sir.
But anyways, April's in a swimsuit.
April's in a Speedo. And then Jackson's like harassing her. They're talking about frivolities and spending habits. Which is interesting. This feels like I'm not like in my life, I am April, right? I'm like, I'm just doing my laundry. But I'm not like, oh, let's buy multiple coffees every single day. Let's buy food lunch out every single day. However, if I'm April and I'm married to Jackson Avery, that's going to go out the window. I will be living the million-dollar lifestyle. I mean, I'm not going to be driving, like riding the private jets just for funsies, but I am going to buy the coffees that I want.
Yeah.
I am going to send out my laundry.
Yeah.
You have double doctor income, no kids, and Jackson Avery, you have trust fund money. Why fight it?
Yeah, it's a dumb, and all this storyline, it's not like, this is one of those storylines that I think, okay, they're just putting it in there, obviously, mm-hmm. for plot, because they've had a conversation. She must have seen him drink a coffee before.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when her response is, I'm going to buy you a frother machine. No! No one wants to clean a frother machine.
Also, if your mother-in-law makes you sign a prenup, you've had a conversation about money. And you know there's a lot of money.
Yeah!
Like, you don't need to cut corners. Like, there's, you know, you should still live within your means, but sometimes your means look differently than, like, my means ever will. Unless this podcast really takes off.
You mean while this podcast is
when
currently
this
it's
podcast
taking
really
off right
off.
Now.
When we are making billions of podcast dollars.
Yes.
I would have so many billion dollar podcast industry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, that's exactly it. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Podcasting, yes, it is.
A lot of people are really bowing out because the ad revenue is really going downhill.
Well, it's still a multi-billion dollar industry. It's all right.
For some people.
For some. Those one percenters.
Oh my God. Wait, did I tell you that I went in the Centurion Lounge?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Talk about the 1%. Oh my God. Incredible. Can't believe people live like that.
Every day. Every day of their lives.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if those people send out their laundry. I do think that about that a lot. I'm like, will I ever get to fly on a private plane? Because I would love to. I know it's horrible for the environment, you guys. I know it is a bucket list item, though. I'm not actively seeking it out. If the opportunity presented itself to me, I would probably get on a private jet.
Yeah, same. And I don't think I want to apologize for that.
Yeah. I mean, I am sorry that it's horrible for the earth.
Yeah. I mean, they have these companies out there that are making electric planes. That's pretty gnarly.
Are you? I can't tell if you're doing a bit.
No. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I think there's one that Mark Cuban is like invested in.
Yeah.
That's like totally a Mark Cuban thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But yeah, like, I want to have this conversation just very quickly. What's like one luxury thing that if you had that money, you know you're doing? You know you're not going to do this for yourself ever again outside of folding laundry. That makes sense.
I mean, I probably would buy a nice car.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I would go all in. I would buy a Mercedes G-Wagon. Like, that's a heinous amount of money to spend on a car just as like a status symbol. I just love that car. And it's, I know, cool a lot car. Of people think it's ugly, but it's like, It's like if Mercedes made my element.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. So I love that type of car. So for me, that's probably like the one crazy thing that I would never do in real life, other than like if I just had insane amounts of money.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, if I was going to buy something, I would just buy any Pokemon cards I want. Like, for sure.
But like, what's crazy is if I ask you this question exactly 1 year ago, it would be shoes. I would just buy whatever shoes I want.
Yeah, that's fair. Or guitar. I mean, I would still.
That's true. I think the guitar you're pretty consistent on. The guitar has been consistent in your life more than anything else.
The only reason that I fully transitioned out of shoes is because Pokemon cards bring me more money. I mean, bring me more joy, and it's a better use of money. Because the shoes I wasn't wearing anyways, at least in the Pokemon cards take up less space, and like I can like take my binder to work and like talk with my friends at work, you know?
Yeah.
Which we have like a whole group chat. It's awesome. But yeah, I would spend any amount of money on any hobby that I wanted. But if there was something that I could eliminate from my life and never have to worry about it again, I could just pay someone to do it. I'm hiring a professional house cleaner to come every day. Every day. I'm never doing dishes again. Never doing like any kind of laundry again. I don't mind folding it, whatever, but like I'm not doing another dish in my life, and I'm not vacuuming another day in my life. I'm not scooping litter another day in my life ever.
Do you think you'll have another cat after Phasma is no longer there?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, I'm never doing a cat again. Like, I'm sorry all the cat people. Like, I love cats. I just like can't, now that I have like children running around, I'm like, I cannot fathom.
It's
also
just the litter.
Like,
it's just the litter.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
And honestly, Phasma is a great cat. She's super low maintenance, but she chews on cables.
That is crazy that she's never still given that up. She's really committed to that.
Yeah,
that's the bit that she will do until the day she dies.
Exactly. Yeah, it's her identity. But it's truly, truly just the litter. It's just the litter.
Yeah. And it's just like it's just a smell that you're constantly having to worry about covering up.
Yeah.
Which, like, not to say that dogs don't smell, but it's not the same.
And I know you can train a cat, but there's just a different level that you can train. I've trained my dog to shit in one spot in the mulch of the yard. I don't even pick up poop. Like, I pick up poop for my cat instead of my dog.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, I'm never doing
Also, if I had a lot of money, I would have... The size of the house is honestly irrelevant, but I would have a lot of land solely so I could have a lot of dogs.
Yeah, that's my dream.
And, like, have them
dream.
All, like, room to, like, roam around and just live freely. And, like, I would just go to shelters and, like, get lots of, like, older dogs that, like, aren't going to get adopted. And just, like, let them live out their end days on my happy little doggy farm.
Yeah. You remember in Talladega Nights when what's Sacha Baron Cohen's character, him and his husband are professional German Shepherd
breeders
and trainers. And there's one where they have this obviously photoshopped kind of like German Shepherd pyramid. And that's the trick that they do. Yeah. I want to be that. I want that. I want to train and breed German Shepherds in my free time on my ranch in my retirement. And I hope that I have enough money to do that. But speaking of all these beautiful things about capitalism, let's do a capitalism break and then we'll home stretch into this episode. We'll be right back. And we are back. Lots of things to talk about still.
All right, guys, we're going to lock in.
All right, lock in.
Lock in. What have we not talked about?
Honestly, have we missed anything? Well, anyways, it's very funny, the Jackson April thing.
Yeah.
That scene where Joe, a resident, is also like, no one does that. I send my shit out. And the look on Jackson's face as he just kind of like drinks his coffee or his in the corner. He's like
so validated.
No pun intended. That man's in hog heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I do think it's interesting. And then he tells her about the credit card. And then he's like, here, eat this 3-day-old meatloaf. You'll feel better. Eat this 2-day-old lasagna. You'll feel better.
Also, the setup is really funny because he said, remember that time I told you that I don't spend all my money on strippers and jets? I lied. Technically, I did spend my money on a jet today.
Yeah.
And then she's like, who has a limit of $25,000? He's like, well, apparently I do.
Well, so. I like that they did throw in that he didn't know that. So he was just like trying. I guess he's like, let's fucking see what happens.
Yeah, but, you know, you would think that an Avery would be more locked into their financial
I don't know. Situation. I feel like you get to a point and you're like, well, I know I have this amount of money. So, like, let's see if the credit card does anything. Like, let's see if they flag it.
Which is
crazy that they don't at least call and be like, hey, is this you? Are you committing? Is someone committing fraud? Are you trying to pay for a private jet? It's out of character.
Are you fleeing the country, Mr. Avery?
Yeah. So, so that's kind of.
Hold on. Let me do a quick scan here. Oh yeah. Cali, Arizona. They land on wanting another baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cute. And I'm very happy because Derek's hooked her up to this thing all episode. And it's like, Cali, you're deeply depressed. Like,
and she's only happy when she sees a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty wild. Yeah. I don't even want to know what my scan would look like in that.
Yeah, I was like thinking, I was like, what would make my little green happy places light up?
My face.
I would probably have a little stress. Where's the annoyance center of your brain? That one would be bing, 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 bing.
I think your whole brain is just the annoyance center.
That's probably accurate. That's so correct.
Oh, that's so funny. But it ends up where they're both like, they're leaving the hospital and Callie's like, I want another baby. And Arizona's like, yeah, me too. But also, wait, oh no, that's what happens. So Callie and Arizona, they're talking and Arizona goes, hey, like, I've got some bad news. And Callie's like, did you cheat on me? And she's like, no, I want another kid. Why did you? Go.
No, it's the other way around.
The other
like,
way around.
Arizona was like, did you cheat on me? And Kelly's like, I would never do that.
Yeah,
you're the cheater.
Yeah,
you're the dumb bitch.
So, and then she's like, yeah, I just don't want our kids to have to grow up and bury her parents alone by themselves. And they're like, well,
that's
morbid.
A morbid reason to think that. But I mean,
true.
Yeah, I think that. There's something to be said for like, oh, I want my kids to have a like large family to go through things with. I do think it's worth saying that just because you have a lot of kids doesn't inherently mean that will happen.
Right. Right.
But like it is nice when like they, you know, they see the McNeil kids all snuggled together, like going through everything together. I was taking a video of Scarlett pushing Wyatt in the swings and it just like, made me think of you guys. And I'm just like the age gap is just like so perfect and so precious with the girls. And I'm just like so obsessed.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
I'm so excited.
Jess did the ultrasound today and they were able to see her on the belly, scan. So that was nice. Like that she's big enough now where she shows up on the belly.
Yay.
Just barely. Like she's a little.
Yeah, like a little jelly bean.
Yeah. I think she's officially a raspberry. A raspberry plus. Yeah.
Raspberry plus.
Yeah.
My band name in high school.
Also, so there's this other part of the episode that's kind of running concurrently to all this with Weber, and he's having a full on Walter Elias Disney moment where he's just shouting out big eccentric words like innovation, imagination, excellence, a dream is a wish that your heart makes. He's just throwing it all out there for these residents.
Wait, what is it that they say for the Legacy Award? It's right behind you.
Dream,
create, inspire. Dream,
create, inspire. See, I knew that off the top of my head. Are you impressed?
That's Richard Weber right there.
Yeah. Richard Walter Elias Disney Weber. So, but anyways, yeah, that's like, I love that there's happening, you know, things going on with that. And, you know, he's like, man, Weber's doing this, or Bailey's doing this stuff, and Christina's doing this stuff, and Meredith's doing this stuff. And, you know, they're like, I just love it. He's so great.
He's trying to hype up the residents because they're just kind of like watching a lot of this happen, but it's like becoming too normalized for them. He's like, you guys have got to appreciate that this is incredible. So he's trying to get them all on the hype train. And that's really what he does for Bailey too later. I love him. He's a gem.
Yeah.
A gem, a gentleman, a scholar.
Yeah. And then, you know, the residents have this whole conversation later of like, if I want a heart bravery, would I even, you know, thank my parents? And Joe's like, I don't have parents. So no, which is like cold and hilarious and awesome. And there was one other scene that I wanted to call out to make sure that I don't forget about it. But it was.
Oh, the last scene. Christina and Owen.
No, it wasn't even that scene. Actually, it was before that. You tackle the last scene, but before that, there was a scene at the lunch table where a random ass intern who I had my money on being a Shondaland character. He comes up, he's like, wow, you're totally gonna win. And Christina goes, are you from the future? If not, then get the fuck away from me, dude.
And Meredith's like, she means thank you.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And
are you from the future?
Even Weber shoots a stray over at April one time. He's like, did you have that meatloaf like yesterday or some shit?
Yeah.
So I love it. It's so funny.
So the last scene, Christina and Owen are in the boiler room because they still like each other for some godforsaken reason. And he's saying like, I looked into all the other contestants and like, it's not even close. Like yours is so much more innovative and so much farther ahead than anyone else's. Like you're gonna win. And she's like, yeah, I think I'm gonna win.
Does she win?
I'm not gonna tell you.
I don't understand. Why would you not want to tell me? It's the whole point of the show is you telling me every detail.
Yeah, that one person on the Apple review said that I should do that. So just watch the show you're talking about. God.
I predict nothing.
Yeah.
Do you think Kevin McKidd wrote the episode for Christina?
He didn't write it. He just directed it.
He directed the episode so that we would think that Christina and him are still friends.
No.
Oh. All right. I think that's all the notes that I have.
Yeah.
If we miss something, it's hard. This episode was just fine, dude. But like,
it was better than last episode.
Better than last episode. Man, last episode sucked.
Yeah.
Didn't we give it a 2.9 or some shit?
Yeah. This one I do like a lot more, but I also like there were parts of it in the middle. I was like, okay, but then like the payoffs for a lot of these things, specifically with Miranda and Richard, and Alex and Joe, like that really, I liked that a lot. And then like seeing Christina kind of try and like downplay it, be like, oh, it's the nomination. But then like to see her be vulnerable with Owen and be like, no, I think I'm going to win. Like I really do. Was also a nice moment, even though Owen was there to ruin it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 4.1.
Okay, 4.1. I'm going to say 3.5.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, a little bit lower. But also, there was another scene that I forgot that I wanted to mention, and it was Leah looking all over the place for Ellis winning one of her Harper Averys.
Oh, yeah, and then Richard having the picture in his wallet.
Has the picture in his wallet, and he's like, she's like, oh, man, that must have been so cool. And he's like, yeah, that was 1988, and it was a great night, you know what I mean? They fucked.
Well, for sure, they're fucked.
But yeah, it was like cool. Like he's also, so proud.
She's like, I'm almost 35, and Steph goes, you're 27. And I was like, that okay, was incredible.
Yeah. Steph's funny. Steph it was like a very dry funny. Deadpan. You're 27.
And you know what? These past like 3 or 4 episodes, Leah, they have like hard pivot, likable character.
Yeah. Well, they did the same thing with April. They really tried to like, and now they married her to Jackson. So now we have to root for her. Not winning you over,
I'm not a stan. I'm not a J-April stan. It's not for me.
Yeah.
Don't leave someone at the altar. I just don't. That really irks me. Just time and place. Read the room, guys.
You're in the business of people not leaving each other at the altar.
That's, yeah, it's true. But I've historically never really loved them, so.
Someone that sent me a message, I don't remember which one it was, but someone was like, currently, I really love Owen. I'm not sure how listening to the podcast will affect that. I'll message you back in a couple months or something. And I'm like, you have another thing coming. I don't think you're going
to
keep liking
Owen. I love
it when
people message me to tell me that they've changed their mind about Derek after listening to this podcast. That's like me winning a Nobel Peace Prize. That's my Harper Avery, is when people change their mind about Derek Shepherd. Because honestly, canonically, the fandom is pretty on board about Owen.
Yeah.
Like 98% solid, like hate across the board for Owen. The Derek one, really, really divisive to people. I think when people come back to it with fresh eyes, when they're older, more mature, they kind of recognize it. And then I think when people listen to our podcast with open minds, open hearts, they can really recognize the toxicity of the man.
Is the fandom on, like, George, is it mostly positive because of the end rose-colored lenses?
It's probably like 75% team bus.
Okay. What about Alex? I have to know what the fandom thinks about Alex.
It's the appreciation for the arc, the growth.
Okay. Yeah, because that's where Alex, I think, is one of my favorite characters right now. But let me also say that Alex has filled that void by the removal of my actual favorite characters of the show.
Right, yeah.
When they killed off Mark and Lexi. I like Joe and Alex more than I like Meredith and Derek, I think.
Yeah. I did think you were about to say more than you liked Mark and Lexi, and I was like, that's bold.
No. I do not like them more than I like Mark and Lexi. But it took me a long... Mark also had the biggest arc, the comeback arc of all time.
Yeah, that's very true. I do love a good growth.
Mm-hmm. Not like a mold or an abscess, like an infected wound. Not those kind of growths.
For sure. They also love those.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it a 3.5. It's okay. You know, it's better than the last episode. It's fine. I feel like also maybe one of the benefits of it being 2 weeks out since having watched this episode is I think I liked it more when I watched it the first time. And then because the ending scenes were like so good. That line at the end, she didn't win the Harper Avery, she earned.
Yeah. That's
I did so like good. The, I actually for, you know, whatever we want to say about Owen and Christina, the end scene was very cute. It was cool. He clearly is supporting her. Then, you know, Weber having the picture of Ellis, cool payoff there. Bailey with Christina, cool payoff there. So yeah, it's a 3.5. It's fine.
Okay, any predictions you want to make? You made Callie in Arizona leaving in season 12 after having a baby.
Yep.
You said Alex goes to Dr. Butthole, but like still is kind of at the hospital.
Yep.
Christina
is going to win the Harper Avery.
Christina wins the Harper Avery. What about Owen and Owen and Christina?
Owen and Christina are officially done. They will never get back together again. Ever, 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 ever,
okay.
Ever, ever. They're not even going to have sex again. Ever.
Okay.
And Owen's gonna leave at the end of season 10. Like he's gone. He's okay. Gonna quit. Yeah. Or get fired. Jackson, you know, here's a prediction out of nowhere. Jackson and April are going to have a kid before the end of season 11.
Okay.
Nope. Impossible. Because I said 9 months for Callie in Arizona. Okay. No. Here's the prediction. Alicia, get your pen ready for the Excel spreadsheet. Jackson and April will be pregnant before the end of the season.
Okay.
Before Shonda leaves the show, she's going to get them pregnant.
Okay. And then Derek and Meredith and Barack and Callie.
I don't have anything on them right now. I feel good. I think Barack's going to make an appearance on the show.
I think, yeah, that feels like a good prediction.
Yeah. As Barack. The way that Joe Biden was in Parks and Rec.
One of the best cameos of all time.
Oh, absolutely. How about of all time?
Okay, well, I think that's probably it. I don't think I have anything.
Do you have any predictions?
I predict that I'm going to have sweet, sweet dreams tonight.
You know what I love asking? I don't know if any of your sweet little angels do this, but Marlo will, I'll be like, "So, did you have any dreams last night?" And she'll say, "Yeah." And then I'll say, "Oh, what'd you have a dream about?" And she'll look around in her room and she'll look at things and go, "Paw Patrol." Like, it's like Brick in Anchorman. Like, did you really have a dream about Paw Patrol, or you just saw Paw Patrol and you said, "That's what I'm dreaming
I love
about.
Lamp. Yeah.
Yeah. She does that every once in a while.
I can't wait for these kids to be together. Oh my God. I'm so excited. We are so close.
Next month.
We are but 30 days away.
We are going to record something together, right?
Probably.
I'd like to. Yeah. Are we going to be the finale? How far are we from the finale? How many episodes of the finale?
5. Stay tuned, guys. We're gonna do some math. We're gonna have to do some math. We're gonna have to figure our shit out.
Nah,
we don't figure anything out. We don't plan shit.
We don't plan shit. We just shit.
Delightful. Well, you guys, thanks so much. Sorry we're being weird this week. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have anything for you. It was a full moon this week. Just vibes, really. The vibes are vibing. The goobs are goobing. Scarlett's home all the time now, and man, she needs to be entertained 24/7. And I do not just turn the TV on and like let her watch it all day, much to her dismay. But I'm also like not entertaining her. I'm like, girl, you have oodles of toys. Fuck, find something.
Yeah, get one of those oodles.
Like, be bored. Solve your problem. Let your brain work. You have an incredible imagination. Like, just use it for the love of everything, please. So, it's exhausting, but it's fun. But she's going to go to a camp next week.
Aww. Jess's brother and sister, or the sister-in-law and their kids are all staying with us this weekend. So, we're going to Pokemon Go Fest downtown. If anyone listening to this is going to be in Chicago for Pokemon Go Fest, message me.
That would
me.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we get to talk to some people there. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and supporting and sharing and rating and reviewing. And if you haven't done any of those things other than listen, because you're listening right now, go and do them. So leave us a review, leave us a rating, share us to everyone you've ever seen in the whole world, share us on social media, tell everybody in your grocery stores that you see walking around. If you see anyone ever wearing Grey's Anatomy, anything, be like, "Oh my God, you like Grey's Anatomy? Do I have the podcast for you?" exactly. But if you see Carmen walking down the street at Pokemon Go Fest or anywhere else,
just remember, no spoilies. We appreciate you all so much, and we'll see you all in the next one.